Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Stephen Baum. Stephen H. Baum is B-A-U-M. Stephen with a P-H. H in the middle there and B-A-U-M on the end. Stephen H. Baum Leadership.com is the website. The book is called What Made Jack Welch? Jack Welch, he's one of the top vistage leaders in the galaxy. And our good friend Stephen, thanks again for being here. Okay, so Stephen, you're meeting with CEOs like the folks in our audience every week, every month. And I'm sure you've had some meetings since the election. And I wanted to find out what's the consensus of thinking? What are some stories that you can tell us about what some of your folks are thinking since the election?
I'm glad you asked about that because there are a lot of conversations about what's different and what isn't different, and I think the thinking's evolving. But I want to take you back to maybe 07 before the financial crash.
I remember it.
In the summer before, maybe 9 months to a year before the crash happened, two of our Vistage members were in what we call leading indicator businesses. They were in businesses related to staffing.
Mm-hmm.
And when things go south, the first thing that goes south is hiring.
Right.
And there's more outsourcing to temporary and contingency workforces. And these two company leaders found the very first month or two in which sales were flat in maybe 7 or 8 years. And they mentioned this in the group meeting, in the board meeting. We are a safe sort of advisory board for each other, as if
right.
They had a board of directors, but it was safe. You could tell them anything. And the entire board started that month in early September to begin to make plans for what to do in the event that this was way worse than we thought.
Right.
And by, I would say, December, everyone around the table had already battened down the hatches in every way that is reasonable. And when it started to go south for real, and they did some unmentionable things, like having to give severance to people who'd been with the company a long time.
Right.
They were in such a terrific position that they started to acquire distressed competitors.
Mm-hmm.
They bought new products from other people. They invested in small companies for the technology or the market access. They were in a position to do really well when others were not doing so well. And I mention that period because as we approach the election, this same group of people, and it's true of my private clients, the same group of people began asking themselves, how should we deal with this? Because the world could change completely.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did basically was go back to basics.
Now we're present, folks. Now we're back to 2016. Go ahead.
Yeah. They went back to basics and they said, let's make sure that we are running lean the way we should. Let's make sure that we're looking at opportunities the way we should. And just play this along. Now the election happens. And the general consensus is that this is going to be good for business.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you slice it, it's going to be good for business. And yes, there are some what Don Rumsfeld called unknown unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
The things you can't even figure out are things to worry about. Got enough to worry about. So what the whole gang has been doing since the election is continuing to plan for 2017, continuing to budget for 2017, but making sure that they are doing everything they can to both grow and protect the business. They're not doing anything severe like last time. They're not
one of
doing
the things
anything.
I bet they're going to find, though, Stephen, is that unlike 07, when I bet right now their balance sheets are much more quickly prepared to take advantage of the opportunity now than it would have been in 07 because they've been so lean and mean, as you say, over the last 8 years. I bet their balance sheet is in better shape because of that now than it would have been 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
Well, not only their balance sheet, but their relationships with their credit sources.
Right. Right.
Most of these guys renegotiated all their loans. They had covenant light loans.
Right.
And they had drawdown opportunities. So if they need cash, when other companies can't have it, they can, and that helps too.
Good real world advice, folks, from real world people, just like you. Hey, Stephen, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Stephen H. Baum, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen with a P-H, B-A-U-M. Put an H in the middle. Stephen H. Baum, leadership.com. You'll find his website and all the things that he does. I encourage you to do that. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.